Want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Lance, listening on the web in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Lance.
Hi, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've been listening for quite some time. About 3 months ago, I was finally able to reach a point in my life where I could become a monthly supporter of the Bob Balaban Instrument broadcast, and it's just been my pleasure to do that, and I just pray that I can continue to get more and more, and that your ministry may grow and never cease to grow. And God bless all of you and everybody there at CRI for what you do. It's just wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that encouragement.
Well, my question today has to do with, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm a single man, single Christian, and it's very difficult to be a single Christian in today's day, and I just had a question as far as to, I read my Bible, I know that what the Bible says, and on the what it says about marriage, and I also read your article last month on the Christian Research Journal, and
yes,
it was very helpful. But my basic question, I guess, is it at all possible for a single man like myself to meet and become involved with a woman who has been married early on in her life and has since been divorced and come to know the Lord? Is it possible to have a relationship with a woman in a case like this and have God's blessing and to have his approval in your life?
Yes, well, I don't know all the details, but the general answer to your question would be yes, it is possible.
Okay. I think I ask this for many, single Christians everywhere, because it is something that I know I struggle with, and I know many others who struggle with.
Yes.
We want to be pleasing unto the Lord, but it is ever more increasingly difficult to find someone nowadays who has not been married or who does not have kids. I just wondered if it's possible that God could bring someone into my life or into someone's life who has been married and to still live a Christian life be pleasing unto God.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that the ultimate good is if someone, the person that you're talking about, has the opportunity to be reconciled with her husband that she's divorced from, if that door is not irrevocably closed, the best is for that reconciliation to take place, particularly if in that relationship there are kids involved for pragmatic reasons. But I think that if that door has been irrevocably closed, or if that person has been divorced by their spouse and the spouse has remarried, I do not think that we can say on the basis of Scripture that that woman has to stay single for the rest of her life, especially if this happened before they were believers. You can't go back and unscramble the egg. The big thing is this. Once you have come to faith in Christ, you want to make certain that you are equally yoked with a partner who loves Jesus Christ as you do and has dedicated their life to following Jesus Christ and living within the parameters that he sets forth for you to live within, and not settling too quickly, making certain that your commitment, the commitment that you have so beautifully shared, is also shared by the person that you want to invest your entire life with. I mean, this is one of the most important decisions that you can make, and you want to make certain that you have commonality in Christ.
Right. I will continue to do that and continue to pray about my situation and for all the other single Christians and men and women out there.
Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for Lance, his commitment to you, a commitment to living a life of purity, to be not unequally yoked, but to be yoked with someone that likewise loves you. I pray, Father, in this given circumstance that you will give light through godly counsel, and that you will bless this relationship and use it for your glory and for the extension of your kingdom. We pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, in Christ's name. Amen.